Okay, thank you. Are there those in, that would like to testify in support of LD-1709?
Senator Snomello, Representative Weaver, and members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources, my name is Deirdre Gilbert, and I am Special Assistant to the Commissioner at the Department of Marine Resources, and I am testifying on behalf of the Department in support of LD-1709. I just want to make sure you're aware this is a department bill, and we wanted to thank Representative Weaver for sponsoring this piece of legislation. As Representative Weaver alluded to in his testimony, the Monhegan Island Lobster Conservation Area was first created in statute in 1995. At the time of its creation, the area was limited to a lower trap limit. At that time, it was 600 traps than the rest of the coast. The fishing season was limited to December through June, and a set number of fishermen were allowed to fish within the defined area. In addition, an apprenticeship program unique to Monhegan Island and separate from the rest of the state's apprenticeship program was created. As the fishery has evolved, so have the needs of the lobstermen fishing within the Monhegan Island Lobster Conservation Area. In 2007, the Monhegan fishermen worked with the department and the legislature to make several major changes to the management of the conservation area. And these primarily were changing the parameters of the open season from a period of 180 days between December 1st and June 25th to a period of not more than 270 days between October 1st and June 25th. And then the second major change was charging the commissioner with establishing by rule a trap limit for the area not to exceed 475 traps per individual. DMR supported the changes to the statutes governing the conservation area because the dynamics of the lobster fishery in this area had changed significantly. Specifically, the greatest opportunity for catching lobsters had shifted from the winter to the fall. By the time fishing began in December, the catch had begun to drop off dramatically. Historically, the higher prices paid for lobster in the winter could compensate to some degree for the smaller catch, but this was no longer the case. The inability to target these lobsters at the right time was jeopardizing the livelihood of lobstermen on Monhegan and therefore the viability of the island community. Shifting the season resulted in dramatically improved catches for the Monhegan fishermen, even at the lower trap limit of 300 traps, which was established by the department in rule. However, historically low boat prices in the fall of 2008 meant that much of the anticipated economic gain was not realized. The department set the trap limit at 300 traps to achieve the goals for increasing Monhegan landings, which were mutually understood at the time, but since that time, each season the Monhegan fleet has sought an increase in their trap limit as a means to raise their revenues. The difficulty comes at the point where DMR cannot make regulations purely to achieve these economic results. Our rulemaking authorities are more limited to the goals of resource management. The setting of the trap limit to achieve the economic goals of the Monhegan Island lobster fishermen is really more appropriately a task for the legislature. The legislature designed the conservation area to ensure the viability of the community living on Monhegan and also to provide a conservation area for lobsters. Conversations between the department and the Monhegan fleet have concluded that 400 traps is a reasonable compromise to balance those two objectives, and that number is what is proposed in the bill before you, LD-1709. The second major component to this legislation is the concept of eliminating the Monhegan-specific apprenticeship program and allowing Monhegan to become a part of the Island Limited Entry Program that was established by the legislature in 2009. This shift will provide greater flexibility for individuals who wish to move to Monhegan to join the lobstering fleet and should provide a mechanism to further strengthen the island community. This legislation would also give appropriately licensed Monhegan fishermen the opportunity to fish in Federal Lobster Management Area 3. Current law prohibits them from fishing outside the conservation area during the open season. This would provide additional opportunity in an area that is not currently fished by Maine lobstermen. And finally, this legislation provides the authority for non-commercial lobster licenses to be issued for fishing within the conservation area, which is also currently not an option. Thank you for your consideration, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much, Deirdre. Very good. Are there questions of the committee members? Yes, Representative Chapman.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for your testimony. I have a question about the reason why Monhegan Island originally set up its own apprenticeship program, or why the apprenticeship program set up there was not the same as the rest of the state's apprenticeship program. What was the reasoning behind that being isolated at that time?
Sure. I'd be happy to have the folks behind me correct me if I am wrong in any respect, but my understanding is that when Monhegan set up, when this area was set up for Monhegan, there was, let me think for just a second. Yeah, I have kind of some parameters around this. It has to do basically with who is going to be fishing in that area. And also, I'm trying to remember if the statewide apprenticeship program was set up concurrently, because I know that at the outset, the Monhegan apprenticeship program had fewer hours and days associated with it than the statewide program did, and that was in part to compensate for the fact that they have a shorter season. So that was one aspect of it. Since that time, the Monhegan apprenticeship program was changed to match the rest of the state. So it's the same number of hours, it's the same number of days. It's just that you have to apprentice with a Monhegan Island fisherman in order to complete the apprenticeship program out there. And part of the reason, I think, and again, I'll let these folks speak to this, but that this option of the Island Limited Entry Program has become more palatable is that the Island Limited Entry Program provides a mechanism to ensure that if you're going to be using that program, you have to be a resident of that island. And in the past, the only kind of proxy for that was to have the person apprentice with a Monhegan fisherman, if that makes sense.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Interesting. I didn't realize that. I'd forgotten it. Are there any other questions of committee members? And okay, Representative McDonald.
Thank you for your testimony. The non-commercial license would be available out there under this bill, same as insure?
Yeah, it would be a five-trap license. The only kind of caveat on this license is that in order to get the Monhegan non-commercial license or to fish within Monhegan's conservation area with a non-commercial license, you couldn't also hold a commercial license. So that's the only thing that's a little different.
Any other questions of committee members? Senator Sullivan, I was waiting.
That's why I try not to ask many questions now. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm being nice. I was just wondering if this was run through the zone, you know, the Lobster Advisory Council, only because that would be a major change. I know we've tried to change zone rules before, and, you know, sooner to part the Dead Sea again, the Red Sea again.
Yes, and thanks.
It would be dead. I changed it. My age, I'm allowed to change my mind at any time, especially when I'm wrong. So the question, they're being very rude. I'm sorry. Certainly I would not be.
Sure. We did discuss this bill at the last meeting in the Lobster Zone Council D, which is the zone that Monhegan is located within. At the time of their meeting, the actual printed bill wasn't available, so they didn't have it in front of them to vote on. But there was essentially no opposition to the concept of moving for making these changes to the Monhegan area at that meeting. And then it was also discussed at the Lobster Advisory Council. They did have a copy of the bill, and Mr. Baines is here to speak to the position of the LAC.
Great, thanks.